Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying together the Word of God regarding the importance of obedience in the Christian life. Many Christians desire to obey God, and their own assessment of their own lifestyle would be that they are obedient to the Lord and to His Word. And yet, a real check of their lives would often reveal some areas of disobedience to which many Christians are oblivious. And when you are not aware of disobedience in your life, you most assuredly will not be confessing that disobedience as sin to God. And when we have unconfessed sin in our lives, it's an open door for the enemy of our souls, Satan, to rob us in some way. We know that the Word of God clearly tells us that there are many blessings associated with obedience to the Lord, as well as difficulties, hardships, and even a curse that comes upon people when they are disobedient to God. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 11, in verses 26 through 28, "See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I am commanding you today, and the curse if you do not listen to the commands of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I am commanding you today." In that particular part of Scripture, we find God instructing the children of Israel with specific commands from the heart of God. And we know that as we read through the Old Testament, how impossible it became for the people to obey or keep the law of God. And so, because that old covenant was so easily broken because of the sinfulness of the heart of man, we have been blessed and entered into a new covenant through the blood of Jesus, and the grace of God is available to us. It gives us forgiveness from our sins and also God's help or power to do the right thing when we will turn to Him consistently and ask Him for help to obey the Word of God. But this promise of a blessing associated with obedience and a curse with disobedience has not been erased. It's still in the heart of God that His people have a spirit of obedience or a desire to obey the will and the ways, the principles of God Himself. We see from various stories in Scripture how this blessing that came with obedience and the curse that came with disobedience was often played out in the lives of those described in the Bible. Today, we find ourselves in our modern world confronted with the words of God, the words of Christ, giving us instructions, commandments in how to live in our day and age. And one area that I have observed that many Christians often struggle with and perhaps even fail in obeying God is the area of submission to authority or respect and honor for authority. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18, these words, "Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable." That's a very interesting scripture, and we could say in our modern language or modern setting, instead of "servants, be submissive to your masters," we would say, "Employees, be submissive to your employers." And this principle of honoring, respecting, and having a submissive attitude towards authority, those in charge or in authority over us, has been an area that many Christians have a difficult struggle with. They perhaps have adopted the world's viewpoint on this area, where they will only obey authority they agree with, or they will only obey authority that they believe, deem, respect, due to how they behave instead of simply taking the Word of God at face value and being obedient to it and praying through the difficult times when there's an unreasonable boss or an unreasonable authority figure in your life. And yet the scripture remains very plain. Servants or employees, be submissive to your employers with all respect. Show respect. It's telling us not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. Now, why would God ask such a thing of his people? I guarantee you when God gives us a command of this type that has to do with our relations or interrelations with other people, the issue is multidimensional, but one dimension of it has to do with our own heart attitude being lined up with the heart of God, so that we keep a godly perspective and a God's idea and God's way of doing things primary in our heart and in our lives, that we are more committed to obeying God than we are committed to being comfortable or to having things our own way. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. The Lord knew that there would be many people who would be in positions of authority who would act in an unreasonable, perhaps even unkind manner towards those who are under his or her authority. And yet God still requires of us to treat them well, to show respect, and to be submissive. That will bring a blessing into your life. The opposite will absolutely bring you trouble. For instance, we find in the life of David his very profound understanding of this principle. He worked, you could say, with King Saul, and he served him very well. And yet Saul became, you could say, the unreasonable boss or the unreasonable authority figure, to the point where Saul was throwing spears at David and literally threatening his life. He became mentally unstable because he had disobeyed God, and the Spirit of God, the scripture tells us, had left him. And David had the Spirit of God, and Saul could see that, and he became quite jealous and envious of David. And as a result, he became his persecutor. You may work with an employer who seems to be persecuting you, and yet I encourage you to have David's determination that he would not lift his hand against Saul because he was God's anointed leader. In other words, he was the appointed person as the leader of Israel, and David made it his absolute determination. He would not disobey God in that area. He knew how vital it was for him to have a submitted attitude, even though the person in authority over him was beyond unreasonable, was at a point where he's reprobate and apostate before God. But that was no excuse for David to disobey God himself. And I say to you, if you have an unreasonable employer, boss, authority figure in your life, if you will do as David did, with all of your heart determining, I'm going to obey God no matter how this person treats me or acts, I will still be obedient to the Lord. I will show respect. I will absolutely never do anything to tear down his authority, to speak evil of him, to in any way show disrespect or dishonor. God will be able to lift you up and change that circumstance for you because you are determined to be obedient to God. But many Christians struggle or fall right here. They feel that they do not have to respect or honor the authority figure in their life if the authority figure is wrong, or if they are treating them wrong or doing something incorrect or even evil towards them. Understand that God's word does not say submit yourself to authority, show respect to authority if they deserve your respect. This is a key component. The world has said that people can only be respected if they deserve respect. The Word of God does not teach that, and that is absolutely opposed to the Word of God. But if you'll do what God's Word says, God can bring blessing into your life. David became the king of Israel, and he did not have a problem with his conscience because he had been disrespectful to the authority over him in the past. On the contrary, God was able to raise him up, put him into a position of authority because he had done the righteous thing when he was under authority. David learned how to be a leader because he learned how to be a submitted servant or employee, you could say, of authority. So I want to encourage you, do not use the excuse that the boss, employer, leader of your church or whatever is in the wrong and therefore I do not have to submit to that person or I don't have to show respect, honor them. You are violating the scripture if you do that, and also you're in a deception that Satan has got you to agree to keep you from blessing. God wants to bless you. He wants to raise you up. He wants to bring you to a position of authority yourself, but you'll be able to be placed in a position of authority when you've been able to walk under authority with a godly manner, with a clear conscience, and with obedience to the Word of God. Romans chapter 13 also gives us this same advice. In verse 1, it says, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there's no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. And then in verse 5, it says, therefore, it's necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath. God wants you to have a clear conscience with regard to all the authority figures in your life. Then he can bring the blessing that comes upon the person who's obedient to the Lord, and the Lord can then lift you up into a place of authority once you've been obedient, submissive, had a godly attitude, and shown respect to the authority figures God's placed in your life. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, be obedient to God's word about authority figures and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-KEY-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.